everybody. This is your favorite mama and daughter duo telling a story today, but we also have two special guests. I'd like to introduce you to my niece, Mila. Do you want to say hi, Mila?
Hi.
And we also have who we call Pop Pop, which is our grandpa. Do you want to say hi, Pop Pop?
Hi there. It's good to be here.
Nice and deep voice. And today we wanted to tell a story with Mila because she likes listening to our stories sometimes too.
Yay.
All right. And what would you guys like to hear a story about today?
A ghosting. A ghosting. Yes. I need all the candy and the squiggles.
What
I love this one.
Yeah. Anything you want in the story?
I want a bear one.
Okay, so I'm hearing that we want a ghost in the story, we want a bear in the story, and we want there to be Mr. McGregor's garden in the story. Is that right?
Yeah!
Okay.
Mr. McGregor and Peter Rabbit.
Oh my gosh, so many things.
That sounds so good.
All right, let's give it a try. All right, so once upon a time, Peter Rabbit was looking over the hill and down into Mr. McGregor's garden. It was summertime, and all the fruits and vegetables looked like they were getting so tasty. The cherries were getting bright red. The tomatoes were getting plump. The strawberries were falling off the leaves. Mm. They looked so juicy. Mm. And the lettuce looked crisp and crunchy. The only thing was, is the last time Peter went to the garden, do you know what happened?
Yes.
What?
Bear.
A bear was in, got in there too. Yeah, so a bear chased him all around the inside of the garden, and then Mr. McGregor came out and said,
"Get out of my garden."
Exactly. So it didn't go well last time. So he was trying to think of a different way to get in the garden. And then he came up with a clever idea.
Mr. McGregor's so grumpy like you.
He's so grumpy. So he had to come up with a clever idea to get in the garden. And do you know what his clever idea was?
What?
He made friends with a ghost. Because do you know what ghosts can do? They can fly through walls and fly through fences. So he met a little ghost, and it was a ghost bunny. And his name was, what was the ghosty's name?
Binga Boomba.
All right, so little bunny ghosty Binga Boomba was up for the challenge. So he was see-through, and he went, ooh, and he floated down the hill. And Peter Rabbit hop, hop, hopped behind him, but stopped at the fence. But little Binga Boomba, the little ghosty rabbit, flew right through. And when he went inside, Peter said, hooray! He was so happy. He was ready to eat that fruit the ghosty was planning to bring back for him. But guess what happened? The ghost went to pick a tomato, and his hand went right through the tomato. Because the ghosty see-through. He couldn't pick it. And he said, oh no, we didn't think about this. So Peter was torn. He didn't know what to do. That's when he got another idea. He decided to ask the ghosty to put on its scariest ghosty face and scare Mr. McGregor so bad that he ran out of the garden right through the open gate and would forget to close it behind him.
Oh.
So Mr. McGregor was curled up over a bed of vegetables, and he was weeding, and he got surprised when a little bunny went by the side of his eyes, and he looked over, and he said, I swear I saw something there. And then he saw something again. He looked backwards. Sad. And then, right in front of him, jumped a big ghostie. It was little Boomba, and he was pretending to be a scary ghost. He went, and Mr. McGregor got so scared that he peed his pants, ran straight out of the garden, through the garden fence, left the fence open, and kept running all the way to his neighbor's house. And that's when Peter Rabbit ran around the corner, through the gate, and started nibbling on all the fruit. He picked a couple to put in his jacket pocket, and then him and the ghostie went up the hill to tell his family all about it. The end. Okay, so I hope you guys like that story. Should we do one with Pop Pop telling the story now? What do you guys think?
A bear one.
A bear one? Okay, and what would you like in Pop Pop?
I want a ghostie and a boo-boo and a bear.
You need a ghostie and a bear in it, Pop Pop. That's your only challenge.
I do boo-boo, gaga, goga.
All right, and potentially there's someone named boo-boo, goga, gaga.
No, we don't do that one.
All right, Pop Pop, tell us a story about a bear and a ghost.
A bear and a ghost?
Yeah.
A bear and a boo-boo.
Once. Okay, a long time ago in the forest, close to a place called Rivers Inlet, there was this great big bear.
Actually, I want to swear about floods.
Freds?
Floods.
Oh, floods.
The water flood.
And the water was flooding away. So we went walking up the creek counting salmon. And all of a sudden, out of the forest, leaped a giant grizzly bear. He snarled his nose up. He growled, roar, and then stopped. And I knew he was not a he. It was a mama bear. And she was protecting her baby bears. And the two baby bears were fighting in the river. And her mom said, get away from here. There's a bad man, a human. Go, run, run. So they all ran away after the mama bear growled at me. And the baby bears ran to the forest and they ran into a ghost. And they came running back bawling. Wah, wah. And their mom said, don't be afraid of ghosts. Get out of here. Be afraid of that human. Go, go. And so they ran into the forest and lived happily ever after.
Yay!
Oh, well, he didn't tell a story about floods.
Oh.
About floods? Oh!
About floods enough.
And as they were going, running away, the floods came up higher and higher. It was raining so hard. The waterfall came crashing down, and the water levels were going up, and the baby bears had to swim away. But the man that was there looking, Robbie Brower, had to go take a boat and take it all the way down the river. Through the forest and back up the ocean so that the flood of 2004 would never be the same.
Yeah.
Yay! And now, a special edition, we are going to have a song about floods. Take it away, Pop.
How high is the water, Papa? I say it's 6 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? I say it's 7 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? I say it's 9 feet high and rising. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Let's do hide and seek.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the end, folks.